Welcome back to the podcast. This may be like a confession. You might have to cut this depending on how far we go because this is a confession for no reason. But I'd been listening to the baby. He's kind of back. He has like a freestyle out. I will plug that on the podcast, dude. Shout out to the baby. He has millions of listeners. He needs us though. But he has this freestyle out, and I don't know if you know about him, but he was kind of canceled for being on stage and being like, put your hands up if you don't got AIDS. Put your hands up if you're not sucking dick in the parking lot. He was just basically trying to be like, I don't want no gay people in the crowd.
Hell
like,
yeah,
he
dude.
Didn't say it directly.
It's like DMX.
Right? Yeah. But like DMX.
Did you see?
He is the DMX, by the way, of our time.
Yeah.
He's so good. Like, he's literally my number one artist. Okay. Like, it's Chris Brown.
I love DMX. Dude. That's who I love. All of your guys are so fucking.
Fun. I'm saying.
Yeah.
No.
That's like someone asks you who, like, your favorite, like dude, who your favorite filmmakers were. You're like, Woody Allen, Roman Polanski, dude, the guy that directed
stand-up.
Rush Hour.
In stand-up.
Yeah.
Guess who? Louis.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
That's.
I've just been fighting cases in my mind. Every time somebody asks me, like, who's your favorite person? And I'm like, I gotta, like, scroll
stand-up,
who hasn't done anything terrible.
Yeah.
Who hasn't fucked a kid or something. Yeah. Like, I gotta be like, oh, well, no, that guy's fucked a kid.
I wouldn't say either of them have. I don't know if we need to compare them to kid fuckers.
Yeah,
but,
no. Yeah. But Louis does.
But those are your top two, right? Those are my top two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louis Dave Chappelle, like, favorite comedians of all time.
Dave Chappelle, like, more his older stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, Louis still.
Louis still hitting
still
harder than ever, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chappelle is, like, really jumped a shark, but his old shit is so undeniable.
He's and I feel like he personally, he kind of grew more spiritually too. I feel like the way he talks.
Yeah,
and
yeah
stuff.
It made him less funny.
It didn't make him. He's doing a very different kind of style of comedy now. He's doing like
I feel like he's like a the opposite of like. He's like an anti-woke or like I'm trying to think of how to describe this.
Yeah, he go anti-woke.
But he's like he's like Gerard Carmichael's Wario.
Hey, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like in style, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. Gerard Carmichael. Yeah, that's cool.
You like Gerard?
Yeah.
A lot of people compare you to
that's,
Gerard.
You said like that and style. I was very complimented by that. Yeah. I was like, that's the best. I'm going to start talking even slower now. Yeah. Yeah, he's very funny. Very odd style, like, of comedy. Like, you have to get kind of... It's an acquired taste, especially now. But what was I saying? Fighting cases for these guys. Yeah. So, like, Louis, it gets brought up because, like, of what he did. But I feel like he kind of fessed up to it and said, like, I think I did abuse my power and... I apologize.
Yeah. It was amazing how much...
He did well. He did. Yeah. He wasn't being a coward.
Yeah.
He wasn't 100%.
And I do think a lot of people are like, wow, he's already back or whatever. But I do feel like he wouldn't be if he didn't handle it the way he did. I do feel like he handled it. He did exactly what people were asking people to do, which is take responsibility, take a step back, take a break, take responsibility, and like don't try to like, come down on the people that are having a problem with your behavior and shit like that if you actually... did do something fucked up or whatever. And then they were still like, no, like he should fucking spend the rest of his life on his knees begging for fucking our forgiveness
that's
and never do comedy
crazy.
Again.
That's crazy. That's like those group of people are to me are the same as KKK.
I love false equivalencies, dude. It's so fun. Yeah. Just so aggressive. Yeah,
it's like they're
the
too
same
extreme.
As the KKK.
100%.
Wild, but I'm here for it.
Because obviously, because their basic principle is what? Like, our way is the correct way.
Yeah.
If you think like that.
Among other things. This is the immigrant's view of the KKK.
For real.
Because you have none of like the internalized.
Nope.
You have none of the internalized like American guilt that comes with being like.
For real, that's a real thing. Like a fucking
like my on
white
my
guild or some shit.
Yeah, like on my dad's side, it was like a dude that like fought for the Confederacy from the South, and he like married an Indian.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
okay. He made a few changes.
Feather, not dot. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they were getting here yet.
Unfortunately, yeah. My favorite Fairy guys. I wish I was Indian the way white people wish they're black. Dude.
Really?
I love the Indians. I think I've talked about that on the podcast before. I love the Indians, dude.
Why?
They're just my shit. I don't know what it is, but like they're my favorite.
Incredible food.
My favorite restaurant. Shout out Punjabi Dhaba in Dixon. Okay. Yeah.
We're all giving shout outs.
Yeah. They party like a motherfucker. Dude. the music slaps. The music videos. The fucking Bollywood. The movies go hard as fuck, dude. Yeah. They have no idea what cheesy is in terms of like. Yeah. I mean, they're still
the ones who like are fresh from
the shit that's like was in the most retarded 80s, like Sylvester Stallone action movies is like Oscar winning, like for like in terms of quality for them. Yeah, dude, they're still doing like the most ridiculous shit. It's awesome.
That. Yeah, no.
Bollywood?
Yeah. And I also think Bollywood as far as accents go, they might have the funniest of all.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, funniest accent ever.
I literally think they might be number one. I'm still considering
I already talked about it on the podcast, but I... Do you remember about... Yeah. About getting a job if I can get a remote job at a call center where I work from home so they don't see what I look like, just doing an Indian voice all day, like pretending to be like an Indian guy.
Hello, this is Vishnu. I have a proposal for you.
They predict like some fucking prophet saying that India is gonna be the superpower by like 2060 or something.
I mean, they got
just fucking their way through it.
they're horny as fuck, dude.
Oh damn! What the fuck is wrong with like
India?
Right? They did like write the book on fucking like the
literally
what's it called
the Kama Sutra?
The oldest book, the horniest like. Back in the day, so
before, the Torah like, people, of pussy.
Before they were like, this is how you build a civilization. They were like, this is how you get into the pussy. You need to adjust your
fuck a civilization, dude. We ain't there yet. Yeah. There's steps to the shit, dude.
Enlightened.
It's right now.
You want to build a society? You know how to make a woman come with your elbow,
No, I respect it.
I have a fucking bit that I've been like struggling with for so long. Whenever I try to like explain it to people to get help on it, they're just like, well, good luck. Like, you know what I mean? Have fun with that one. But it's basically the idea is that.
This is our confessions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I think that if like a man is transitioning to a woman, they should have like a fuck test. Like they should prove that they can make a woman come if they're straight. If they're straight man.
Transition
straight man transitioning to female, so they still want to fuck women, but they want to fuck woman as a woman, right? They got to prove that they can make a woman come. Because, like, imagine, like, for the good of society, imagine you're a dude, right? Imagine you're a dude, you spend like all these thousands of dollars and you take this dangerous surgery, you risk, you just, you know, flip your cut, whatever the fuck, you know,
hormones,
flip the cock upside down, do all the pussy magic. And you get like this brand new, like state of the art, really expensive pussy. And then like, you can't even find your own clit. you can't find, not only can you not find any other woman's clit, but you can't find your own either.
Yeah.
And it's just like I don't think if the there's if
is worth it.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. But if there's like a sliver of man still left inside of them, like if they're just 0.1% man, they might give up after 4 minutes and start playing Xbox. Is basically the idea.
It's a good move, dude.
Yeah, of being
Xbox
like
Xbox is always good.
I fucked up. I was coming all the time when someone who regretted it, but not because of like they don't no longer identify as a man, but someone who regrets it because they're like it was way easier to come when I was a man, when I had a dick, you know, like not being thankful for the cock. It's basically the you had the
story
reaction. You guys had the reaction that I've been getting from everyone else. So
it's a good premise. I've seen somebody already done that.
Really?
Like, a famous comedian. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you can't tell that joke with your own angle though.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't just go different. In with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what you just like explained.
I just.
Or something there.
I don't know that there's a. I'm like trying to think of like what. How there's a funnier way to explain it, but the bit's also so complicated that I'm like. I like you got to understand what I mean or whatever, and it just I just kind of get like a death stare, like I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Who
like,
did you tell this to? Yeah.
Well, I've done it on stage a couple times. It bombed. It didn't, but, you know,
dude, that's so convoluted for stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, you got balls. I gotta appreciate that. Yeah, because I have to have I'm not comfortable to riff yet.
Oh so
I
yeah,
just.
I'm kind of the opposite. I can't.
I have to I write.
He writes on stage. He can't.
Yeah, I can't.
He can't write at all.
Well, I can't.
Wow. Well, you write. It's still writing. It's a different. Yeah.
But it's my problem with it has always just been like if I write off stage and it's like it's gonna sound like a letter.
Yes, that's my problem.
I prefer. To
I call
try.
It adapting.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I write. Like, I write my material. I write my actual jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Written out like a
welcome to the comedy talk part
yeah comedy workshop like comedy almost like talk. A Mulaney joke like where it's like you could tell it's like it's so precisely written or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he performs it the same way every time. He kind of has that old school, like that's kind of feels like an old John school Mulaney. Comedy thing. Yeah. I don't, yeah, I'm like, I write it.
I thought you hated John Mulaney.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not, no, I don't hate him, but I'm not a huge Mulaney guy like other people are. But my point is that I don't want my material to sound like that. Mm-hmm. I don't, so it's like but I'm a writer first and foremost. That's where my brain is at its strongest and all my writing background. So, I write the joke as well written. What I want the joke to be like if this was an Onion article or something. What's the funniest way to write this out? Like if you're reading it that you would think it's funny. And then I adapt it. I call it adapting. It's like basically I'm like almost like when someone adapts a book into a movie. I'm like, how do I translate this that I wrote onto what's going to work on the stage? And it becomes like way differently worded and paced and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The problem I think is that with that, like for that trans joke, for example, it basically, I'm kind of explaining it in a way that, well, yeah, because like the way I have to find out, like, you know, like I need to be able to work on that and like find the right way to say it to like, to release the tension and get the point across in a way that's less like less sort of excruciating.
Or maybe if you have a joke before that makes kind of reference to that.
Yeah, and it leads up. It kind of warms. Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing is I don't have like a lot of.
Like, yeah, you just kind of would jump into, hey, my one trans joke. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. I have another one, but I don't do it anymore. Yeah. It's really stupid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I thought it was just like it did. Everybody hated it. I was like.
Yeah. And it was about like a transgender autistic person.
Yeah. No, that's not a. Yeah, that's more of a silly one.
It's very
you're
people are really mad for the most part because it's silly. But I'm like, this is like not funny enough to like. That's my thing is I'm like it gives me a little chuckle, but like it's like not that funny to me that it's worth doing.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah,
no, I was gonna say your closet of dead jokes is insane.
It is like a skeleton's closet.
Like for the people who are like. Shocked by the things you say now. Imagine the ones you can't like
the retired jokes. Yeah,
Jesus, the ones that Christ, your vault is. Yeah, you gotta keep a seal on that.
Yeah,
that's insane. I thought my jokes were insane, but bro, it's like seeing somebody like it's like doing like cigarettes and seeing somebody who's like hitting like a meth pipe. And
you're just only like, if you whoa. Have a power to handle that.
Yeah, darkness. No, it's very much in line with who he is.
Yeah.
I think we all like the way we do comedy is very much like the way we are. Like,
it's, oh, poor Leechy.
Yeah, like the topics we talk about and all that is very much
that's all of our struggle to test that boundary, how far we can push.
Yeah. It's a fun job though. If we can just do stand up. Yeah. It'd be fucking dope. But yeah, and you guys weren't talking about anything other than comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy
we're
talk.
Losing steam already. Just 10
Oh yeah, what else do you guys want
to
talk about?
I guess I will. Let me, since I forgot to do it last episode.
Mm.
Oh, wow, you look for that? I have a weird question.
All right.
If like reincarnation is for real, what would you want to come back as?
He already knows. He edited like a reel for my Instagram, but it's a bit that I do, and I get mixed. We're back to comedy talk.
Yeah. We did not get out of this at all. Yeah. We're talking about why this bit struggles.
I like it.
I love it. Yeah,
but it's basically my joke is that like there's like I complain about white women a lot. But the one thing I would like is, like, if I did get reincarnated, I would love to be reincarnated as a white woman's dog, you know? Because it just seems like the most chill. Like, I thought white women had the most chill lives, but, like, a white woman's dog, like, you get all the birthdays, you get, like, fucking holidays, get, like, fancy little costumes. And every once in a while, she sucks your dick. So it's not like a bad deal. You know what
I'm saying? Healthcare. Like, fucking,
yeah. And like, I was thinking about like, there's a more racist round to go down.
I was going
to
say, I would want to be reincarnated as a Chinese dog.
I was going to say.
Because I want to die.
Yeah. If
someone eat me, please.
Yeah. I want to be specific because it's like white woman, because if I land in a black household, there's a chance I land on a Michael Vick.
That's a great angle. Yeah. Be like, yeah, if you end up, you accidentally end up some black family's dog. Now you're fighting for money. Yeah.
Now I'm a fucking
pit bull. You're a Mandingo pit bull. Yeah.
And or I land in an Asian household and
you get eaten. Yeah. That's a great bit. You got to do that. Yeah. All the different ways it could go. You're like, I only want to be a white woman's dog. You don't want to be a white man's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. A white man's dog would be terrible,
too. They're going to make you lick peanut butter off places.
You might lick peanut butter off balls. You might have to go fucking...
You might
be a work dog.
I think men are so creepy. I don't trust, like, anytime I'm inside a dude's room, I feel uncomfortable. I'm like, I know you've busted nuts here. I can't coexist. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just... Anytime I see a dude alone with, like, if he just lives alone, I'm like, dude, you must be
like, can't sit in the couch in the living room. You're like, I can't. I'm not, dude. I've never. I only bust in the toilet.
A caveman.
I'd be.
I put it my children where they belong, in the fucking toilet, dude.
Yo,
that's insane.
Yo, I should be coming in a trash can.
Next life, I'd be like a K-9 unit. Imagine being like sniffing all them drugs.
You get to get high at work.
Yeah.
You get to attack minorities with no repercussions. You get qualified immunity.
You're racist.
K-9. You do get to hang out with cops and shit. I mean, all day you're training. Yeah. I don't know.
Is Shining's racist dream job. Remember talking about racist dream job. Mine is being the brown faced Indian telemarketer. Yours is being a
K-9
German shepherd that German works for the police. In black neighborhoods. What's your racist dream job?
I mean, it's the white woman's dog.
That's not a job. That's just because she's a dog, she's a work dog. That'd just be a good life. Yeah.
Just be a great life. Yeah. What is my racist dream job? We already did this, and it was the white woman's therapist.
That's right. They talk them into killing themselves.
Not just that, but I think it's just the.
This is like one of those fucking like sitcoms where
the
show is four seasons past when it should have been canceled. And it's like they're playing, it's the finale, and they're just playing like little random memory scenes from earlier episodes. We're just doing bits already did because we're fucking out of steam, dude. Already
we gotta find more racist things to say.
No, we did get our first comment of disapproval about someone who was upset that we used the G slur to refer to Romani people. Which I should clarify.
Oh, shit.
I did that.
You want to work on this bit a little bit more?
It's not a bit. I remember that the last episode I told you guys my family were Jewish gypsies. I did not mean at all that like I'm ethnically Romani. I don't want people thinking I'm like one of those fucking weirdos at all. Yeah. I was using gypsy in the proper way as a slur for nomadic, ethnically like ostracized people that don't have a home. Yeah. Was that ignorant of me? Like, probably. Is this podcast called Criminal Race Theory? Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of my response to that. Is that's my written apology.
Yeah. I thought you actually meant apologize, and I was like, wow, Dakota is turning a new. This is growth. This is nice.
Oh, I knew he was bullshitting.
I consider that an apology in my own way. Like,
yeah.
Okay, maybe you got to work on this bit a little bit.
The most important thing I want people to take away is that, like I said, when I said I was gypsy, I meant like culturally, not, I don't have that shit in my blood. Okay. Don't get me twisted. I got it.
The Oklahoma peeking through.
I got
this
enough.
Is that federal, that federal bloodline.
I got enough
right
bullshit.
Now.
Yeah. To deal with genetically.
Yeah.
We don't need to add that to the pile.
Yeah.
You know?
That is crazy, though. How have you ever looked into your ancestry and just been, like, surprised by...
How racist is it?
Well, there's a time where, like, a lot of Jews and gypsies, like, were traveling together. Because they...
Didn't change a thing. I like it.
I'm still, like, on the spot. I'm like, let me make sure they understand. No. Yeah. But, like, there's, like, a lot of my Jews were kind of in cahoots, kind of kicking it, scheming around Europe with... Europe and the Middle East with gypsies, because they're like, hey,
if nobody loves us,
we love each other. Yeah, which is like, maybe some might say is a beautiful thing. Mm. To me, I can't think of anything that makes me more sick to my stomach than Jews and gypsies hanging out. It's
not. You need to get some sleep. you're just getting more racist with this.
It's like,
I think
the moon is full, brother.
I think we might. Oh, what's that one lady? The one lady who couldn't sleep and tweeted out, "Oh, black woman look like a monkey."
Roseanne.
Yeah, we might owe her an apology.
Oh,
dude.
My god!
I guess being sleepy.
She did that?
Yeah, that's
you
what
know
she
about
got
that?
For.
Yeah.
She was just like, she's like, this lady looked like a
Planet of the Apes.
Oh my god.
She was like, this lady looks like Planet of the Apes mixed with fucking
it's so
something else. Michelle was it like Michelle Obama meets Planet of the Apes or something?
It might have been Michelle Obama, but
I don't know.
What
I know she mentioned Planet of the Apes.
Hilarious thing. To
lost her fucking
to be in like in your 70s and type out.
No, like, but this that is gonna kill. That though.
Did you
70s? She's in her
she
70s.
She was very
she was old.
Old
yeah.
Okay.
Very
well,
they had like, just brought her show back because you know Roseanne was in like the 80s or whatever.
But she's like
they brought the
they brought the
show back, and then it was it was a huge deal. She's making a shitload of money. The ratings were crazy, and then she did that. She lost everything, blew it up, and the show killed off her character off screen. It was just like, oh yeah, she had a heart attack. The bitch was too fat or whatever, and just died.
A legend
in between seasons, and then they kept doing the show, but it's the whole family without her. The original show.
Was
called Roseanne. Like, it's not... They almost did it to keep it going.
It was made
I would have went further.
How funny she was. And
They should have made it, like, if I was, like, the showrunner of that show, and it's like you were trying to make a political statement, it's like you kill her off, and then the next season, they're just like, man, it really sucks that Roseanne was, like, trampled to death by, like... Kenyans at the Olympics. You know what I mean? give her a death by black trampling. Yeah, like, you know.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so funny that she just, she hit a racism into like a walk-off. She's just like, and they just directed her. They were like, right this way, lady. You're not
straight up walked plane.
You're not on camera anymore.
And she blamed it on Ambien. She said she was hella high on took too many Ambien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ambien put out a statement being like, racism
so
is not
funny.
A side effect.
So hilarious. Yeah. Like, I know you have to be, like, showrunner at ABC, you have to be like, yeah, we can't have you anymore, but like, that was hilarious. I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're up to. Get some sleep for sure, but like, that was also funny.
Sleep is really, dude, yeah, like
it's necessary.
Yeah. I didn't sleep for 9 days when I was homeless when I was 17, and I was like hallucinating, seeing shit that was not real.
Wow. Side effect of racism.
Yeah.
Side effect of homelessness.
I started getting racist. Yeah. No. I
Jeez.
Yeah, it's very scary. Yeah, I thought I was gonna die, dude. It was
damn
fucked up. Yeah.
I thought this was going like you were gonna have a funny part to that.
No, like, I don't always have a bit. Sometimes are you disappointed?
You're just experiencing PTSD.
Yeah. No one can see the yeah, terror in my eyes.
You look like you're chilling, but behind behind the glasses, you're like, when I was homeless.
Yeah. I've been trying to outrun my emotional problems throughout this whole block of episodes.
I'm
probably ruined the last episode because I start thinking about the fact that I'm living in my car right now, and then I'm like, what if the Uyghurs were all Wiggers?
And that's the only thing keeping
me. Yeah, I'm like, this was, keeping me God. From, like, how much can I get 10 minutes out of Uyghurs being in concentration camps in China? You know? And apparently I could not. I don't think the bit was very good.
Some sleep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I'm so high. I don't think I can be more Chinese.
You hit the limit. You pushed it to the
limit. Dude, I didn't know that you turned... If I would have known I could be Chinese smoking weed, I would have reconsidered this whole sobriety thing. Real. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Could I turn fucking like...
Like, oh yeah, what could if I turn? You could, if you could transition to a race, what ooh, which one would you be? Ooh. Which one would you go for?
I don't know.
Because I think I'm. Am I
Asian
sticking with
women
black?
Are pretty badass.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to go below.
I was gonna say I probably. Yeah.
Below, damn. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Talk your shit. Yeah, fuck these White House. I'm with you.
I was gonna say Shining. That's not a fair question for Shining. She's already the pinnacle of what it is to be a human. You're a Chinese woman. That's like the top of that's the like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who can I respect more?
Yeah,
as a Jew.
Yeah,
as a Jewish man.
Because if we're talking historically, white dude, like nine times.
But like what? Like Viking.
I'm saying going forward.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Oh, because it's over for them.
Yeah, it's over.
They're on their way out, the white man.
Yeah.
Going forward, I might just be like a mix.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like a light-skinned black guy.
Jesus?
No, because then you Green still eyes. Have the you still have the pressures of like trying
you say
to
like
black.
Jesus? You
think Jesus is like half black.
Like
half
a light skinned black guy. I do love
yeah, Jesus is black.
I do love the I mean, cause there's no way like people who think Jesus wasn't black, it's like crazy. It's like all the brothers that are like Jesus was a black man, they're all excited and stuff. And it's like of course Jesus was black. Like if he's your heavenly father. I mean, it's obvious that he's abandoned all of us. It tracks.
Whose joke was it?
That's mine. I just came up with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very funny.
I forgot about that one. It's funny. Yeah. It's another one. People
that's
why was like,
hasn't been back in a while.
Yeah, yeah. You guys did a disservice to your people by laughing at that.
No, for sure. For sure.
Most people I ran that by were like, keep that one to yourself. There's nothing wrong with having some for you. You know, it's not, the idea that, like, God being your heavenly father, it was like, of course he's black, dude. He walked on us thousands of years ago.
He's coming back, though. One of these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of these days. I heard he's bringing stuff. Yeah.
What's he bringing, dude?
I don't know.
Bringing a fucking fire mixtape?
Yeah. Now, I was trying to think of what mix of people I would be. I might want to have... No. Yeah, I think I'd have black and then half black, half... Ooh, I might go half black, brown. Half Asian.
Blasian?
Blasian.
Blasian, yeah.
Yeah, that's a strong move.
They don't make
for the
those
future.
Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do.
Really?
They do. Yeah,
dominant jeans, sure. Yeah.
Go with, top two. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Black and Asian, I think most dominant jeans.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's who. That's
6 foot nine, athletic.
Dude, if I could be.
But the brain is like a fucking. Yeah. The money, yeah. Right?
What's his
name? You want the brain or you want a dick?
You get both. Right. Hell yeah. Two for one, baby. Rui Hachimura. Yeah, in the NBA. That's who I'd be. Dude. Just a 6'7" fucking power forward. Yeah. Yeah.
Yao Bling, dude. I like that. Yeah.
But who would you be? What would you guess?
I'd be Indian.
Oh, yeah,
I love him, dude.
Yeah.
I want to be an Indian Jew.
Indian Jew.
Interesting. Do they make those? Mm.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's quite diverse in India. I've heard. Yeah,
there's Jews. There's Indian Jews. Like, there's Jews. There's Jews everywhere. We're fucking. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a problem. No, I mean legit. It's like, yeah.
Nope. I already semi-hiled Hitler.
Yeah, so yeah.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
No. I'm not on Kanye shit right now.
Any fucking nation on earth, pretty much, that you could think of that's like somehow there's going to be at least like 12 of them being a pain in the ass to everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, those are our fucking Jews.
It's really hot here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you live in Uganda. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah, you live in the Sahara. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't have air conditioners? Yeah.
I would like to be an Indian guy. An Indian Jew, and then I could change like my racist day job. Is that like
you'd have the best hat?
Oh, this would be great. Yeah,
you'd
dude.
Have the best fits.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh imagine
your fits, your carpets. Oh, dude.
Oh yeah,
insane.
Imagine how your on my I'd be dressed like Aladdin every day. Yeah. I'd get a monkey. I'd have a monkey on my shoulder, dude.
Dude,
I'd name him Ivan just. just for the homies. Like, I just like the name. It's not named after my friend Ivan. No. I just like the name. It's just a good name. It's Russian, really. It's not a black thing.
That actually reminds me.
trying to talk my way out of that.
My mom tells stories of like when she grew up in Rwanda, she had like a pet monkey. And, like, that's the only thing that I'm kind of jealous of her childhood is, like, I want a pet monkey so fucking
bad. Dude, my mom had one.
What?
That they had a spider monkey, and it would, like, throw shit. It would, like, throw shit all over the house, like it's shit in its hand and throw it and stuff.
Where did you live?
Not me, my mom. I told you, dude,
Where was that?
My mom had a
California?
Yeah, my mom had a normal childhood. She lived in Napa. Her mom murdered her dad and then remarried went from Jew to Filipino-Irish guy. Irish guy from the Philippines. And then he was just a normal Irish-Filipino alcoholic that beat his kids and let his friends have their way with them. And then, and they had a monkey that threw shit all over the house. And when she was 13, he pulled a gun on her, tried to shoot her, and she hid in the attic for 4 days like Anne Frank. Eventually snuck out and become a boxcar kid.
Hey, you were handed some bad genetics. Yeah,
just normal shit, you know?
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know how to make that funny, honestly.
that's my goal.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's what's
going on behind the glasses right now. I was trying to figure that out.
That's some tough one to make it funny.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that I farted? I wonder if the mic picked it up or not. Yeah. That's when you get me.
That is wild. Yeah. I don't know.
I brought that up because I thought I had a punchline for it. And I didn't
you
come.
That you did not. Okay.
It's
okay.
Just, yeah.
That's okay.
Sometimes it doesn't happen. You know, you try, you know, that's the bravery of the podcast. You got a riff and it doesn't always pan out.
Yeah.
I would say mostly doesn't pan out.
Just shoot
for
a
me.
Shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, at least.
You're shoot also on like, what, like 5 hours of sleep for the past month?
Yeah, something like that.
Roseanne time right now. You're
I'm on Roseanne time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in a video game where you hit like ultra mode and everything is like blurry. Yeah. That's what
my neck and back is so fucked up from sleeping in my car. And I went to my chiropractor because I'm like, I have to get this fixed. Hmm. And then realized my account is 2 months delinquent.
Mm.
And was like, oh, not only can I not. And then they're like, yeah, so we need that payment money from you right now. And I'm like,
I'm not.
And I'm like, I. I'm like, oh, do you take cash? I'll go to the bank and get it. I'll come right back. And then they're just like, no, no, no. We'll just, once you have the money on the card enough, it'll automatically take it out. And I was like, no. Oh, okay, cool. Well, we'll just do that then. And as soon as I leave, I go on the app and I change my bank, my credit card to a number that's not real.
Charge.
So that way it's going to charge a bogus account. And I'm like, well, I got to run away from this. Yeah.
Good move.
That's going to collections.
For sure. Good move. Good move.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you call yourself a Jew?
Yeah. I'm really fucking it up, dude.
This is tough times.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure you'll pull through.
That black Native American in me from the 1800s is coming out to play, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. The struggle gene. The freemen.
You know about those guys?
Huh?
The freemen Indians?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like
it's dope.
You being the only one who has this information is dangerous.
Yeah, I was like,
you can lead it. Down
I can tell
road.
You whatever. I get.
We gotta get sober on the pod.
I can
with all your Indian knowledge.
I get to choose who these guys are now. Yeah, because you guys don't know. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's feather, not dot. Yeah. Yeah, okay. These are black. Yeah, black like Native American guys. But yeah,
black as in. Like African American
slaves,
as in
the slaves would be like the Native American tribes would be like, all right, Kumpapwe or whatever the fuck your name is, like, you come over here.
It's not trying to guess me.
It's not.
Yes, I heard a click. I think one of the cameras is off. Maybe.
Oh, but you think the camera was like?
Ding. Yeah. I don't know.
The camera was like, I'm not here for this bit.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
I'm
out. Yeah. I don't know.
Good luck.
Yeah.
But you're saying.
Anyways, the fucking what was I talking about? This can't happen again. This don't fuck me over, dude. Don't, I already brought up that like something about I don't even remember what it was. I brought something up that was bad about black women that I didn't get to resolve it in the last episode because I had a brain aneurysm. I didn't remember what I was talking about. And then Shiny ended the episode.
Yeah, you're looking at your palms. You were like handed your and your like, palms.
Why am I talking about black women right now? Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't remember.
You might be fully Biden right now. Just be Biden.
You know, some people would try to say I'm a racist, but it's just like, you trace my family to the 1800s, mid-1800s.
Native American.
Yeah. See, there's this man named Moshe Latubi, and he actually has his own Wikipedia page. And if you look him up, he's true. He's a big, fat Indian guy, and he was a Native American war hero. But funny thing is, he fought for the South. You can look it all up. I swear to God, he's like my great-great-great-grandpa. Anyways, they would move the blacks over to the Indian tribes, and they would pay them to pipe down the women so they could make really strong Indian black men. And that's where my family comes from.
Interesting. Pipe down.
Anyways, does anyone have an ice cream cone? My
pipe down was an interesting verb. To use there, that's
we're trying to create our own people. You know how fucked up a race has to be that it only got created 200 years ago.
I can't wait for this editing to come out.
For real. Yeah. For sober you to watch this and be like, wow, what was I should
my Biden
about?
Impression shitty enough that I'm gonna AI Biden just saying all the things I said verbatim and paste it into the fucking microphone, dude. What the fuck was I talking? Oh yeah, no, they were like, they made the slave. Yeah, they bought the slaves freedom, but they're like, you're not our slaves, but like, you're gonna fuck the women. Okay. We need like, we want this, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We like what we see. You know. We want. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, like my fucking.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Anyways, that the free man Indian.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yes. Okay, that's what you, yeah. Boy, yeah. I thank you for that trip. Yeah.
The fuck is that? Freeman.
Freeman Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were, I think you got
a like, I saw a video on YouTube somewhere that was like this old black man talking about like his, like finding out that he is. From like freeman lineage, and he lived on like a he lived in Oklahoma near one of the res or whatever, and he was talking about like his great grandpa and just being like
there's I do see a lot of, not a lot, but
there was something funny black there. I lost
who, like,
it.
Have, who like have like a show up like in Native American places and like they're wearing like feathers and they're like, I'm from a Native American tribe. I was like, I didn't know where that's from. That's interesting.
Oh, the black guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably.
Oh, there's a guy named Kevin Gates. He's one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, they're a thing. It's a, it's a very specific piece of a little, that's Choctaw excellence.
Yeah. I think he was Choctaw. That's funny.
See, I even know the fucking.
I know my family. Family.
I'm like 30 fucking 5% Choctaw Freeman, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So were they also slaves to the?
Sometimes I feel like I was made
to
in the
white Native Indians.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I interrupted.
I don't know.
No,
I think
the black Native Indians were they also the white Native Indian slaves or something?
No, they were like.
Or is it a different tribe?
Yeah, well, the tribes would be like, "Yo, come rock with us. We'll buy your freedom from the white man. We're not gonna say that you're our slaves, but you are gonna need to provide some dick to the village, you know, and do some like some shit that we can't do because we're 5'2", you know."
That would be sick if we linked up for the revenge. If black people and Native Americans
came together,
a
little terrorist cell. I saw Civil War. Yeah. Did you see it, War?
That'd be a much better plot.
That'd be interesting.
That's, dude, let's make that one, the more racist version of Civil War. Yeah.
Black people and Native Americans just fucking
scalping dudes.
Shooting
fucking
white people.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd get Quinn to direct that. That'd be like this next part of Django.
Hell
like,
yeah. You could, because you gotta be able to, the box office, you gotta be able to like hit all demographics. Mm-hmm. So it's like, obviously people who are gonna wanna watch white people get their comeuppance is cool. But you gotta get Tarantino to direct so that you can get 300 N-words into the script.
Hell yeah.
You know? Then we can get the white audience to show up.
Were there Asians building the railroads back then at the same time?
Yeah.
If we can all go together.
There's this like line that was cut out of Django that it didn't end up. It was in the trailer for Django, but it didn't end up in the movie. But there's like Leonardo DiCaprio's like, he's like, you know, I can't help but think. I wonder to myself, why don't the blacks just rise up and kill the whites? And the way he said it, it was so sick, dude. I was so mad that it wasn't in the movie. He just seems like he's genuinely flabbergasted.
There is one place that happened.
Magical. Remember, they made a movie about it, and then the dude that directed it. Nate Turner. You're talking about, right? The Nate Turner uprising.
In Jamaica.
Oh, you're talking about Jamaica. There was a slave uprising in America.
I didn't know about that.
They fucking murked these white dudes, and they all escaped. And
we're talking about movie or
no? This is real. This is real. His name is Nate Turner. Yeah, okay. He led like the biggest slave revolt, and then the black dude that directed the movie, and he was like fresh off like Sundance, like he's gonna be the next big black filmmaker, big thing. Got like it came out that he was like convicted of like the most crazy rapes, and just
so talented.
Walked in, dude. He set the record. What does that mean? That's worse than anything I said at all. Multi-talented.
No, I'm saying, wasn't he very talented? I mean, his filmmaking was
genius. I thought you meant like, see, great filmmaking, rape, fucking talented. He could do it all, dude.
I'm just saying.
He didn't win the case. And the woman had killed herself. The woman that it was in college is he got accused of rape in college. The woman that accused him and went to court and stuff and like ended up killing herself after the trial. So that all came out after they bought this movie for like $20 million or something out of Sundance. It was like the biggest, he set a record for, this was the most biggest like independent movie purchase of all time. And then like 2 weeks later, all the news about his past came out and shit. And now the dude probably works at Starbucks, you know.
I hope he did the right thing and killed himself. I hope that's the turn he made.
Yeah, I don't
It'd
know.
It'd still be sick to watch that movie.
If they could release the movie, I'd still watch it.
Armie Hammer's in that movie. He's like the lead black Black. I keep saying black. He's the lead black guy.
Yeah, he's Army so good. He's in blackface.
Yeah, what do you expect from a rapist? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's filmmaker. Easy for me to separate the art with the artist.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck with it. Yeah, it's very easy for me.
I think maybe I'm reading into it too much, but I think it might be like an American thing too. Like, we want our celebrities to also be good. Like, we want them to also be like,
yeah, but that's cancer.
Good guys.
That's fucking so out. Like, I think I saw recently, it was like Whitney Cummings or something was talking about this, but like the fact that people look up to, like, it's a problem that young people look up to celebrities and shit for more. I'm like, and especially people try to cancel comedians. I'm like, dude, we never pretended to be good people. Mm. We never pretended to be like philosophical or like smart or anything like that. Or like people that should like, we're literally here to say that things is like important stuff is gay.
That's, you know?
That's a great
dude, the camera's reacting to, yeah. It's like, we're not doing this. It's yeah. It's done with our bullshit. Yeah. Like, well, mine mostly, but yeah.
No, dude. Huh? Stop?
Yeah. On the episode? Stop that episode? Wait, it's over?
47?
That's a weird place to end.
We can do like a closer, like a 30 minutes, and you can try to like maybe edit.
Oh, yeah. Are we recording again?
Yeah, we're recording right now.
Yeah, no, last episode. Yeah. No, last episode when the cameras shut off, I just kept the, like in the video on YouTube, it just like has an apology screen that's like the cameras went off, like I'm retarded. I couldn't figure out how to fix it. And then like I didn't want people to lose interest, so I just like narrated while we were trying to, the piece of the audio of us trying to troubleshoot what the fuck's wrong with the camera, I just like told the story about how the other guitar player in my band broke his wrist recently.
Over the podcast?
Yeah, like I'm trying to see if you guys are actually listening to the fuck,
watching the podcast.
No, it's the video version of it. It's like we're all talking, but then the screen is just like doing something that has nothing to do with the podcast. I thought it'd be like help keep people engaged. In retrospect, it was probably a bad idea. Yeah. But eventually this happening. Yeah, once we finally are like, okay, fuck it, the we stop troubleshooting and we go on, then I just put the graphic screen back on, but and we just continue to talk about whatever bullshit we were talking about. Holy shit.
I'm so fucking high. I don't know what fucking word you said, bro.
Bro, this is like a problem. Like, yeah. I'm homeless. Shining's high.
One language, just can't communicate a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Sorry, what are you saying?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. All right,
thank you for watching.
Wait. How long is this episode? We can't cut now. I
don't know. You know, some people, they try to say I'm a racist, but it's like, you trace my family back to the 18th century hundreds. You see, there was this man named Mushu Lutubi, and he actually has his own Wikipedia page. And if you look him up, it's true, it's a big fat Indian guy, and he was a Native American war hero, but funny thing is, he fought for the South. You can look it all up, I swear to God, he's like my great, great, great grandpa. And anyways, they would move the blacks over to the Indian tribes, and they would pay them to pipe down the women so they can make really strong Indian black men, and that's where my family comes from. Anyways, does anyone have an ice cream cone? We're trying to create our own people. You know how fucked up a race has to be that it only got created 200 years ago.
Someone, for the love of God, just shove an ice cream cone up this old f***ing ass.
As a direct descendant of Freeman Indians, I find this all deeply upsetting. Dakota and Shining need to get a fucking job. And fuck on God, I'm here for business.